This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. If any man thinks I am a coward, let him test it. So challenged 23-year-old Lincoln to an angry group of men who wanted to kill an old Indian man named Jack. This may have been the most important turning point in Lincoln's life, both in terms of his character, his spiritual core, and in terms of practical political consequences. While he certainly did not take this courageous stand for political reasons, nevertheless, he did it as a captain in the state militia, fighting in what was called the Black Hawk Indian War. And almost every major political figure in Lincoln's career in politics in Illinois turns out to have been a member of that militia and would have heard of Lincoln's noble and principled stance. They became later his colleagues in the legislature, the law, and then in national political campaigns for the rest of his life. The importance of Lincoln's spiritual life is not because he became president, but rather that he even became president with his spiritual life intact. So even if he were just a forgotten frontiersman, we can imagine Lincoln's spirit would have been legendary among the pioneer people, and if recorded, would have become as mythical. This is his spiritual silhouette, a profile in courage. Lincoln defended the life of one human being, considered then to be only a savage, in the spring of 1832. 30 years later, in the fall of 1862, Lincoln shows the same courage, compassion, and character. As president, he personally saved the lives of 265 Indians, Sioux, from Minnesota, and maybe the lives of hundreds more, including women and children, as over 1,500 had been arrested. From the point of view of spiritual life, the 30 years that passed from Lincoln's first bold stand to save one Native American life to his bold stand to save 265 out of 303 lives is but a twinkling of an eye. Time is irrelevant in life when eternity is the measure. The saying of Jesus about the least of these is a saying about the status of one's immortal soul, one's eternal destiny. And we instinctively admire people, anonymous or famous, real or imagined, who can stand up against an angry mob. We see in the novel To Kill a Mockingbird when Atticus Finch stops a lynching mob at the jailhouse door. We see it in real history when former Governor Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain stood on the Augusta Capitol steps to defend the electoral process of 1880 against a dangerous mob. Lincoln had very little power in 1832. He was the locally elected captain of a militia out to secure the border of Illinois against a starving band of displaced Native Americans, including the elderly and women and children. Indians were not popular, red lives did not matter. The one lone man, named in history only as Jack, had a letter in his hand from an American general vouching for him. Lincoln, who had lost his own grandfather, another Captain Abraham Lincoln, by Indian snipers, could easily have sought revenge. But blood revenge is not in the spiritual code of the warrior, though often the temptation is there. This is where spiritual life has consequences for leadership, for virtue and values. Self-centeredness is the rot at the core of a failing civilization. Self-sacrifice, transcendent values, is the gold at the spiritual center of any person, great or small, president or likely to be anonymous frontier soldier. In the light of such spiritual truth, we too can be lighted down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.